So what about hockey? What about our kids playing it? What about when we played it? And I've recounted this story before, and it's weird that it's not the biggest thing. But if it was happening now to your 14-year-old, what would you think about it? I'm not even sure how much I told my parents about it. But I shared it with Sheba Siddiqui. She's had boys in hockey. She's got a daughter in hockey now. And we had a conversation about just that, initiation, hazing, and that culture of youth hockey.
You're in these rinks and I'm not. So what's it like?
So I'm going to tell you, I've got three boys. I've got my girl. All of them have played hockey at some point in their lives. My two older boys, this year they decided, they and on their own, they came to us individually and said, you know, I don't want to play hockey this year. I want to play. And they have other sports that they play as well, so they want to focus on those sports. And we have never pushed them. We've never, whatever you want to do in terms of a sport, we support anything to get you off the screen. We were both so relieved when the boys came to us and said, well, they don't want to play hockey anymore. I feel good about it. I feel calmer about it. It is night and day in a boys hockey league versus a girls. My daughter, she wants to go all the way. She's got plans for the women's hockey team of Canada, right?
Amazing.
The Olympic team.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
wants to go. So we're supporting that. You want to do it, whatever sport you want to play. So she goes to the rink and it's such a different culture, I feel, in girls hockey than it was in boys hockey. And go ahead.
Well, I wonder if that is, look, if you feel that way, then it is, because that's like people could say, well, how can you quantify that? You don't have to quantify it. That's just the emotion. You have a different pulse. You don't have the stress when your son goes into the locker room, starts to change to come out onto the ice to play his game or even for a practice. So it doesn't really matter. You don't have to explain it any more than that. And I can't imagine there aren't parents that end up feeling that particular way. I just don't know at the grassroots level how many parents are watching these hearings. I know people are angry. We took calls yesterday. People are really, really angry. They feel deceived. They feel lied to. They feel there's no accountability. And they want to love.
There isn't, though.
They want to love the sport. And I asked Dan that. I'm like, do you love the sport in essence itself, but just can't stand all the BS around it? So he hates the institutions, not the sport. Not the game that your son's played and your daughter is still playing, that Gordon and I played as kids for years, but he hates the institutions, and I get it.
For
he
good
hates
reason.
The institutions around it for good reason.
They need to gut Hockey Canada. They need to just gut everybody at the top there, because it's a top-down. That didn't just happen. That is the culture. This is what has been taught. I can spot a rep hockey player from a mile away. People aren't going to like me saying this, but I can. It's taught on the ice. It's taught in the change room. That sense of entitlement, the arrogance, not all hockey players, not all of them. I'll give you an example. My kid's school, they have pizza day. This is, I think, towards the end of the pandemic. So I think last year they have pizza day once a week, right? For fundraising. Mm-hmm. At one point, the principal was telling us that the principal at the time was telling us that there were a couple of rep hockey players that go to school at my kid's school, and they pushed to the front of the line and they cut out all the other kids. And the teacher said, what are you doing? There's a lineup. And they just looked at her and said, yeah, but we play rep hockey. We should go first.
That sounds like Cobra Kai.
This came out of the child's mouth. We play rep hockey, so we should go first. So that kid's being taught. It's not that. It's the culture. So this entitlement, the fact that there's another reserve fund for sexual assault. This is a budget line, Greg.
Yeah.
This is on their budget. So there's something majorly wrong with Hockey Canada. Gut it. Get rid of everybody. Start all over.
So I stopped playing when I was 14, but I played 1 year of body contact. And I think I told you the story how I'm a first year and there's a second year. So it's a small town, Ilderton, so you're going to play with kids a year older. So it's hard to make that team, and you're playing with kids that could be as much as 13, 14 months older than you based on, well, they could be 20 months older than you based on the years, right? So I think I told you guys, I knew there was going to be some kind of initiation, and all I had hoped was, what ended up happening was I got thrown in the shower with my clothes on, and all I was worried about, I'm like, I don't want them stripping me in the shower. I don't want to get injured during this initiation. But I'm thrown in with two or three other guys.
How old were you?
14. and you're going to school like ninth grade with kids the next day who did this to you, and 10th graders who did this to you. And they're like, how was that? And they're saying stuff to me in the hallways about it. And you're like, but I felt like I got off easy. I felt like I got off easy. And I'll juxtapose that by telling you, like, my 14-year-old playing soccer right now is like, they're going through tryouts right now. Might add a few players, might drop, like, there might be new players in. I'm not even giving it a second thought, and neither of those players and neither of those parents, that there's going to be some kind of ritual or initiation or hazing involved. There isn't going to be anything. There isn't going to be anything. Maybe they'll have to, clean up the soccer balls for a couple days in
culture.
A row. And so I agree with you. There's no other sport where people feel this way about it in the modern era. But there have to be still parents worried about it because they remember experiencing the minimal amount of hazing that I went through. It was nothing. I was expecting way worse.
You're 14 years old and you're worried if you're going to get stripped naked because you want to play a sport. Like that, to me, that anxiety, that worry, that's crazy.
I was worried about getting shaved. Like, Gord, those are things, right? People get their...
Unacceptable. Yeah.
They get shaved, like, everywhere.
This is the whole boys will be boys culture. No, this is crazy. I know it has come away because I haven't heard these stories currently, but the fact that there's a second reserve fund in Hockey Canada, that right there tells me you guys have a huge problem that hasn't been addressed. Hey, instead of giving them more money... Solve the problem. Figure out why these boys feel so entitled to sexually assault women.
But we got 30 seconds here. Give the numbers that you saw. The IHF numbers leap off the page to me. And we don't know what's the pandemic and what's not, but they're shocking in terms of how many players aren't registered to play hockey anymore.
Okay, so according to Hockey Canada in 2018-19, there were 644,000 players in Canada that were playing registered players. As of 2020 and 2021, it's down to 345,000 players.
Right.
So it's half, almost half.
And the cost is some of it.
Oh, absolutely.
The travel is some of it.
That plays a huge factor.
Safety is some of it. Okay. Concussions can factor into that sport almost more than any other sport, unless you're playing high school football.
But the fact that I have to worry about my 14-year-old almost getting stripped down in a shower, no thank you.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.